Chris, a little bit about the golf first. Tell us a little bit what Warwickshire are doing today.
We're here at the Belfry for a bit of a knock around, to be honest with you, Tom. It's just nice to, obviously, we've got a week preparation for the Lord's final. It's just nice for the lads to get down here, have a bit of a knock around.
It'll be a bit competitive, I'm told.
Yeah, I'm sure it will be. Don't get me wrong. Everyone's put their money in, but you know, no one's going to be taking it lightly, and everyone wouldn't be walking away with bragging rights, I'm sure.
Who's the favourite?
I'd like to say myself and Ian Westwood as a pair, but I think as an individual, I think Jeetan Patel or Trotty have probably got
dark the, horse Trotty, I think, isn't
he? Yeah, no, he claims he's because he's got a bit of a strange technique. He claims that he's not the best, but he's very canny. He's very good.
Now, moving on, of course, to the Royal London Cup. I mean, this has been a hell of a season for Warwickshire. The Birmingham Bears winning the T20, now a possibility, and second in the table. That's a good season.
It's an incredible season, Tom. And, you know, it's credit to everyone at the club. We've got such good squad depth. You know, we've had call-ups to international duty. We've had a few injuries along the way. I think everyone that's come into the squad's put their hand up and done well. And, you know, it's credit to, you know, Dougie, the coaching staff, for, you know, for having such a strong squad at their, you know, at their... there to be choose from. Yes. So, you know, hopefully we can finish well on Saturday at Lord's. But, you know, it's just a great day out, and hopefully we can lift that trophy on Saturday evening.
Wembley sort of day, Lord's, isn't it for you?
It is, mate. I think every county cricketer, you know, it's their almost their dream come true that they're involved in the Lord's final. Mm. You know, the fact that Warwickshire in the last few years have been there twice, and won one and lost one, we obviously want to get that ratio back in our favour, and, you know, we're trying to do that.
What about yourself? I mean, it's been a great season for you with England as well. Bowling been fantastic for you.
Yeah, it's been a great summer, Tom. You know, started quite frustrating, being in the squads but not actually making the final 11. And then when finally made the final 11, it's been nice to actually have a run in the team because, you know, on the last few years I've been in and out. And, you know, it's just nice to get a run in the team, and I feel like the hard work's paying off.
Sometimes in the county championship you're under the radar. You can never be under the radar with England, can you?
No, at the top level, Tom, I think, as you know, you're under the spotlight all the time. If you have a bad day, everyone knows about it. So, it's important that you're at the top of your game at that level. And I think the more you play at that level, the better you get. So, fingers crossed for myself, I can stay involved and keep doing well. And as I said, the more experience you get and the more exposure you get at the top level, the better you get. And hopefully I can do that.
In other words, you become a better player for Warwickshire.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, as an international cricketer, there's always that little bit of pressure on you when you come back to Warwickshire because everyone looks at you as if to perform all the time. And, you know, it's also down to yourself. You want to perform for the county when you come back, and I'm no different. And I'll be trying to do that on Saturday for the club.
What's it like, though, just, I mean, obviously wearing the bear and the staff? I mean, I know you're a proud guy, but wearing the three lions, for whether it's football, cricket or anything, must be fantastic.
Yeah, it's Tom. And I think it's that same feeling when I put on a Warwickshire shirt for the first time and walked out. It's that same feeling putting on an England shirt and walking out in front of, you know, 30,000 people. Yeah. You know, you get the hairs on the back of your neck stand up. You know, the national anthems and Jerusalem plays in the morning of every Test match.
And the Barmy Army.
Yeah, and the Barmy Army, you know, singing people's names. It's a great feeling. And I suppose it's not until after the game, and whilst you're in it, you're obviously in the zone and concentrating on your job in hand, but it's not till after, I suppose, you've finished the day or finished the game that you realise how special it actually is.
Your team's doing not bad as well. Villa, good start for them.
Yeah, not bad, mate, not bad. I don't want to get too ahead of myself because I know you'll bring me that down to the ground when
we lose.
But, it's been a great start. I think, it's credit to the team. The system's working, and, you know, got a bit of abuse for signing Senderos, but I think he's had a cracking start to the season. And, you know, it seems like the system's working, and, you know, he's brought back some of the more experienced players, and I think it's worked.
Like in any sport, you can only win.
Well, exactly, yeah. I think, you know, it's, last couple of seasons have been tough. I think, you know, just avoiding relegation, but, going away to Liverpool and winning 1-0 is a hell of a result. So
without Vlaar and Benteke, by the way.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. I mean, Benteke, I'm not sure when he's due back in, but, you know, I suppose at the minute he's struggling to get in the side. But, there's a long season. It's only just a start. But, credit to them. They've started really well. It's been nice to watch.
Well, we'll be listening to this. And Ian Taylor, who's got the biggest smile you've ever seen, of course, with Villa doing so well. You know Tails, of course. Yeah. Got a message for him?
Well, I think he just needs to gloat while it's lasting, I reckon. I'm sure he will be.
You sound like you don't think it's going to last.
Well, I'm just, I've been a Villa fan for a long time, Thomas, you know, and I know we, you know, it's hard to keep it going for a whole season, but, you know, I hope they can, and I'm sure Tails will be giving plenty of blue noses stick tonight on the show.